out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Welcome back. This is the 32nd episode. Today I would like to talk about a ballad, Ask Me Now, one of the great ballads of Monk, of so many great ballads, but this is one that really a lot of people play, and it's one where most of these songs I didn't really get into writing an arrangement, like where I play the same thing. I'm more just kind of playing the tune, and however I play it at that point becomes an arrangement. But this one I kind of did do a little more of an arrangement because it's, I was playing around with it and this way of playing it kind of came out. I had forgotten about it till I went back and listened to it and I was like, oh yeah, that was kind of an interesting idea. So then I expanded a little bit more. Anyway, the tune goes, la do 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 da, la do 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 da. Da 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 that's the A section, another A section of the bridge. D flat turnarounds. Then the secondary dominant. Back to the other chord progression. So the form of the tune is A-A-B-A, and it starts off with this sequence of two fives. G minor, C7, F sharp minor, B7, F minor, B flat 7, E minor, A7, down to E flat minor, which is the two chord. So it's all kind of leading up to that. And on that one, it stays longer. So the timing of it is. Idea in playing it that I would do a kind of a call and response thing, so it could be something like this, because there's like the melody and then there's the chord, so there's these like spaces in there. I thought in those spaces I could do an echo, like, so I'm going like, and then. I'm just going down the triad the same exact way the melody is, but it's like a half step lower because the chords have moved on at that point. I can't play that again. That doesn't work on these new chords. So I gotta bring it down a half step. Now the melody is already starting on a B here. It goes down the C triad. And then it goes to a B octave. But my echo melody is also going to start on B, so it's like they're on the same note. Right? I'm playing two Bs just for fun, you know. Can't always do that, but. Now you can do this a number of different ways. Maybe. No. I want to be able to hold this high note. So I'll hit the third, I'll hit the D sharp down here. If I do a different rhythm, I'll imitate that rhythm on the bottom as well. Like I could go. Yeah, something like that. See, I went, the rhythm was. Oops. That's a different one. I waited till after the beat. Oops. I did the same note twice. Do it that way. If I don't want to start right on the beat, I gotta hit the note twice, right? This is easy to start right on the beat. And if you want to try this, that's the way you should do it. Just. Sorry.
bass note in there. Alright, then you could try adding a rhythm. After that little sequence, then you have this melody, which is like, it's like an E minor 11th to like an A augmented 7th, A flat 7 augmented, or flat 13. Excuse this buzz. Old guitar, it has a lot of weird noises. Coffee break. Okay. Well, I hope that doesn't come out too loud. I'll have to figure that out. Now you can also echo this melody. Like you can go. I should do an A flat there. That's A flat, B flat, A flat, B flat, A flat, E, F. So that could go. Then when you get to this B7, I mean, you're playing a major seventh on it, but whatever. I like it. If you change the note, you have to play. I think good. I think the A sharp is all right. It doesn't bother me. I mean, if you're playing solo, it doesn't matter so much. So from the beginning. You can repeat again because the chords are kind of chromatic, so it's going from E flat 7 to a D7, and you're outlining this ninth, E flat ninth arpeggio, which is also like a B flat minor 6. Now what if we outlined it an octave down but on the D thing, which would be like a F minor, or it would be like an A minor 6, right? So it'd be a. Right? Oh, sorry. That's going to be what it is. I'm playing. A minor 6, going down, it also is kind of the shape of what you would call F sharp half diminished. And the, I'm playing that down an octave. So, maybe I should start after the beat. Okay, the rhythm can be the... So this is kind of hard to get it all to link up, but I don't know. I don't want to make it exactly one thing or the other, but an example would be, repeating that last little bit of the melody, but there's one more echoing phrase, which is this one, which is going on D flat 7 to an E flat 7, right? But you can also put that line, the exact same line without transposing it, on the E flat 7. So you go like. the E flat 7 has turned to like a minor when you land that line. So it goes. And then the last melody phrase is just down that E flat minor arpeggio. This is the E flat 13, flat 9. You could also do it here. You want to get the G flat into the chord. It's like an F triad with over A flat 7. Now sometimes Monk plays this da 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 da. I'm playing B7, 7 sharp 11, B flat 7 sus, or A flat over B flat, and then same thing down a whole step. Or sometimes it's like an augmented. One thing on the solo Monk, he plays da da. This is a B flat 7, B7, B flat 7 augmented, A7, sharp 11 to an A flat 13. Okay. And then the second A is the same thing. You don't do the turnaround because the bridge goes to the two chord and it's like a 2-5-1. You could put some, you know, colorations. And then it goes to a secondary dominant. Think of a cool that's a pretty good voice. I guess there's also a little call and there's a little response that's built into the tune here where it goes, you know, that little walk up thing that happens a lot in Monk tunes. You could also do it here. Kind of like it up the octave. There it goes. I like this chord, the G flat 13 with an E on the top. Use that in Crepuscule with Nelly. Right here. That was a few lessons back. So, episodes back. So, anyway, the bridge. So, not doing much arranging here, just playing. Thank you. the idea behind that. It's kind of fun to see if you can get the two voices to really sound like they're responding to one another. The more unique that you make the rhythm, the more it's going to sound that way. Like if I play, let's see. Sorry, let me do that again. So the more sort of twist you put on it, and if you can imitate that same thing, it'll sound like the thing is really responding. If it's all straight, that's okay too. But that's a good place to start. And then once you get the hang of like where the notes are. You could try that, or of course try your own thing. So, all right, ask me now. Great Mark tune, and that's my variation. All right, see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more, but in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity, and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.